Advocates gathered at several Long Island Railroad stations on Monday to put pressure on lawmakers to include a $15 minimum wage in the New York State budget. Jessica Opatich of WSHU's Long Island News Bureau caught up with some of them at the Hicksville train station.
More than a dozen advocates for raising New York State's minimum wage held a press conference under the Hicksville train station. One of the speakers was Rachel Ankoff of Bend the Arc, a Jewish partnership for justice.
We're standing with workers today who don't have enough money to pay their bills, plus their rent, plus feed their family. They have to make hard choices, and no one should have to make those choices. So we believe that this isn't just an economic issue, it really is a moral crisis.
Ankoff and other advocates chose the Hicksville train station because it's part of Senator Jack Martin's district. Martin is chair of the state's labor committee that handles wage issues. The committee is key to reaching a final deal on the budget.
That was Jessica Opatich reporting. The advocates plan to visit all of the districts whose senators are on the labor committee, along with Majority Leader John Flanagan's district of Smithtown. Senate Republicans have expressed concerns that smaller employers won't be able to afford the minimum wage increase. Lawmakers and the governor face a deadline of April 1st to agree on a state budget.